You want me
Good
to start?
day
Do you
from
want
Wall
me to?
Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Paul Wessels, president for Western Copper. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and our ticker symbol is WRN. Thanks for joining us today, Paul.
Good to be here, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Western Copper for some of our listeners that may be new to your story.
Okay. Well, Western Copper was spun out of Western Silver in 2006, beginning of 2006. And for the listeners that aren't familiar with Western Silver was the company that took Peñasquito Project and developed it, and eventually sold that to Glamis for $1.6 billion. Glamis, of course, was taken over by Goldcorp, and that was a great win for everybody, the Western Silver story. So Western Copper spun out in the beginning of 2006 with one asset, which was our CarMax project, and $35 million in cash. Later on that year in 2006, we merged with Ross Beauty's Lumina Corp, and that's where we got the rest of our assets. And we've been essentially developing those assets since that time.
Well, great. And so talk to us about the resource increase at Casino.
Yeah, well, you know, we're really excited by that. You know, when we on Casino, we that was one of the projects that we'd inherited with the Lumina transaction, and we took a look at the data package, and it was good enough to get to a pre-feasibility. So we issued a pre-feasibility study on that project in 2008. But when we looked at that pre-feasibility study, we said, boy, there's still an upside with some additional exploration here. So we went through and did 3 years of exploration, totaling 26,000 meters of drilling. And at the end of that, you know, we updated the resource. That came out beginning in November, you know, and essentially doubled the size of the resource. You know, and it was a big deposit, but it's even bigger now. And it's now sitting at 18 million ounces of gold, 10 billion pounds of copper, and 1.3 million billion pounds of molybdenum, all within that same deposit. So, you know, we've been calling it a world-class asset, but, you know, now it's part of a select group of world-class assets, really, of that size.
Certainly. And any other updates, anything to report from CarMax?
You know, you're calling me actually up here in Whitehorse. I'm up here for the appeal on our CarMax project. We are, you know, 80% through all of the permitting and environmental assessment activities, and we got to our water license, and you know, they didn't issue it, and we have some concerns about that. We really can't go into detail since we're literally halfway through the appeal today, but that's why I'm up here, and you know, we obviously feel fairly confident going forward that we'll get that.
Certainly, and talk to us about some of the trends right now in your sector and how well-positioned you believe that Western Copper is to capitalize on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, copper, I really, you know, it's pretty easy. I mean, it's literally every day there's an article about how copper is you know, a metal that is in low supply and high demand. And it's pretty simple. I mean, you don't need to really be a rocket scientist to understand it. I mean, everything's getting electrified. China, India are being built up. They're going to need electrical infrastructure. There's essentially really no replacement for copper, and there's just no mines coming online. You know, to put this into perspective, there's a 3-4% growth in copper usage per year globally. That's equivalent to 10 mines the size of Casino coming online, and there just isn't, and they're not coming online. So, you know, there's no way that you can take a look at the market and not come to the conclusion that there's going to be a huge shortage in the future. And you don't have to listen to me on this. I mean, you type it in the internet and you'll come across, you know, dozens of articles from the Merrill Lynch's and J.P. Morgan's of this world saying exactly the same thing.
Certainly. And so what makes Western Copper unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, you know, I think what, you know, if you look at the junior companies in the copper space, you know, first of all, what differentiates us is that we have several very, very good projects. There's our Casino project, which, you know, we've just increased the resource for our Carmex project, which is almost permitted. And then some excellent projects, our Island Copper and Redstone project in the pipeline. But, you know, I'd say that the key differentiation is that, you know, when we're looking at our projects, if you look at our Carmex project, if you look at the economics of that project, it looks very, very good. So not only is it a great deposit, this is going to be a mine one day. Then you look at our Casino project, did the pre-feasibility study in 2008. That pre-feasibility study looks great. That pre-feasibility study is going to only get better with the new resource and what we're doing. So again, we've got great big deposits, but they're going to be great mines one day. And, you know, some of our peers, you know, certainly have projects that look good at current copper prices, but we've got projects that look good at any copper price.
Certainly. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Paul, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there. I know we've interviewed Dale in the past.
Sure. Well, you know, my background, you know, I worked with BHP and then I came up and worked with Placer Dome and then with Barrick when Barrick took over Placer Dome. And, you know, my background is in actually research and development and project development. And I joined Western Copper, you know, in the technical group, in the engineering group, and really have slowly graduated to the role that I'm in right now. You know, Dale Corman, chairman and CEO of Western Silver, chairman and CEO of Western Copper currently, you know, long history in the junior mining sector, you know, just brings a really big wealth of experience to the group. And then, you know, our key strength, we feel, is our engineering group. You know, we've got our engineering group is... It starts with Cam Brown, our VP of Engineering, and he was with Bechtel and you know, built big mines. He was involved with Las Palombras and those sort of projects down there in Chile. Jonathan Clegg worked for Kilbourne Engineering in Vancouver before it was taken over by SNC-Lavalin. Sorry, he ran Kilbourne Engineering here. You know, and that's in-house engineering talent. So, you know, as a business model, what Western Copper does is it takes, you know, projects that have a resource that has had some drilling done on it, finish that off, apply great engineering, and develop a project that one day will be a mine.
Certainly. And with that being said, what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Yeah, so, I mean, right now, I mean, the focus is 100% on getting this pre-feasibility study update out the door. So we're, you know, certainly that's our focus. This is on Casino. You know, we, as I said, the pre-feasibility study from 08 indicated the project looked pretty good, and you know, it's certainly going to get a lot better. That, the goal is to get that out by the end of Q1 2011. So that's certainly the key goal of the company is around that on Casino. On Carmex, you know, we're up here this week for the court case, for the appeal. We expect a decision in sort of 2 to 3 months from now on that. And then both our Island Copper and Redstone projects, we expect to be initiating some exploration, particularly at our Island Copper project, but we'll probably be doing some drilling there next year. So we'll be putting that together and announcing that early in 2011.
Well, good. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, Paul, do you believe that the Western Copper story your message and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, you know, I think that Western Copper is a story that is beginning to get out there. I think that it's been a bit of a story that hasn't been well broadcast, to be honest. You look at our valuation and you compare it to our peers on sort of a enterprise value per pound of copper equivalent in the ground, and we're certainly well undervalued compared to our peers. But we're beginning to make some movement on getting the story out. I mean, certainly with the updated resource, we just raised $20 million. That hasn't closed yet, but I mean that was announced last week. So we're well financed going forward. We're expecting to start to get some coverage from the analyst community, and that's been a challenge for us just because we hadn't raised any money for all those years. So, I think if people take a hard look at Western Copper, they're going to come to one conclusion, and that's that we're grossly undervalued, and we're a great opportunity to buy.
Certainly, and so once again joining us today is Paul Wessels, president for Western Copper. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is WRN. Is currently trading at $2.45 a share. The market cap is north of $200 million. And so before we conclude, Paul, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
If you look at our business model, our business model is not too different from that of Western Silver. It's one that we're comfortable with, and there's certainly some other alternatives, but really it's to take great deposits and turn them into great mines, and we're doing that with Casino. We've expanded that resource. We're updating that pre-feasibility study, and we're moving that towards production. We have some options to bring that into initial production anyhow on our own, but really we'll also be looking at opportunities to divest that project. And if you look at the valuation that project is currently getting within the company, it's grossly undervalued, and the company is undervalued. And so it's a great opportunity for an investor to get in now and to, hold until, we divest that project.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Paul, and update our investors on Western Copper.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Juan. It's been a pleasure.